Radio Prague News.
Anti-Roma sentiments continue to be a major issue in the Czech society, says a report by the European Network Against Racism. Speaking in the Senate, President Miloš Zeman made his case for a change of the election system. And speed skater Martina Sáblíková has finished second in the 3,000-meter race at the World Championships in Sochi. Anti-Roma sentiments continue to be a major issue in the Czech society, according to an annual report by the European Network Against Racism, an advocacy group. The report says that little progress has been achieved in fighting discrimination against Roma children, many of whom are still placed in schools for mentally handicapped pupils. The Czech Romani community also faces attacks and discrimination on the labor market, in housing and other areas. In other EU countries, the report mainly focused on the rise of Islamophobia. Czech President Miloš Zeman has made his case for changes to the country's election system. Speaking in the Senate on Thursday, Mr. Zeman said that the threshold for parties to enter the lower house should be lowered from 5 to 3% and suggested that the number of electoral districts should be raised. These changes would lead to a higher participation by the people in politics. Mr. Zeman also said he would next week present the Senate with his list of nominees for judges of the Czech Constitutional Court. Ex-president Václav Klaus is considering running for a seat in the European Parliament on the ballot of his former party, the Civic Democrats, the Daily Pravo reported on Thursday. If elected, Mr. Klaus could become the chair of the European Conservatives and Reformists group. The Eurosceptic Václav Klaus's term as president expired earlier this month. His approval ratings were quite low when he was leaving office, but commentators say that his critical stance on the European Union could draw enough support from Civic Democrat voters. The number of illegal aliens in the Czech Republic grew slightly last year, the head of the Foreign Police said on Thursday. In total, the police registered 3,476 foreigners staying in the country illegally, some 200 more than in the previous year. Most illegal aliens came from Ukraine, Russia and Vietnam. Some 430,000 foreigners staying in the Czech Republic have long-term or permanent residence permits. The police have charged two men for having failed to report a find of thousands of historic silver coins. The treasure, consisting of coins minted between the 15th and 17th centuries, was discovered in a forest near Boskovice in the southeast of the country in 2011. The 29-year-old finder failed to report the discovery as required by law and instead sold the coins to a collector for 850,000 crowns, or more than $42,000. But the police was anonymously tipped off and raised charges against the two men, who, if convicted, face up to 5 years in jail. Speed skater Martina Sáblíková finished second in the 3,000-meter race at the World Championships in Sochi on Thursday. The 25-year-old Czech athlete, who was defending gold medal on the track from the previous World Championships, came in some 2 seconds after the winner, Irene Wüst of the Netherlands. Martina Sáblíková, who has won 9 world speed skating titles in her career, is a strong favorite for the 5,000-meter event scheduled for Saturday. And in hockey, Třinec and Plzeň have joined Slavia Prague and Zlín in the semifinals of the Czech Hockey League playoffs. Třinec beat Sparta Prague 5-0 in the decisive match of the best-of-seven quarterfinal series on Wednesday night, while Plzeň defeated Litvinov 4-3 in the seventh game of the series. The semifinal series kick off on Sunday when Plzeň face regular season winner Slavia. The best-of-seven series between Zlín and Třinec starts next Tuesday. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be mostly overcast with rain and snow in places and daytime highs ranging between 0 and plus 4 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trenec, the end of the news.